This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Federal Reserve is meeting today and tomorrow on interest rates and the overall state of this economy. There's probably not going to be a change in rates, and Jay Powell at his press conference is probably going to say the economy is doing all right, depending, as he always cautions, on what the data says. The Fed's got its data sources. We got ours, by which I mean people who we get on the phone and talk to. Austin Golding's one of them. He's the president of Golding Barge Line down in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Austin, good to talk to you again.
Hey, Kai, good to talk to you.
First things first, as always, how's business in Vicksburg?
Business is good. Business in Vicksburg, locally here, is improving. The economy in Mississippi is probably a little behind the economy in Vicksburg. We really have a lot going on here.
How's the barge business?
The barge business is better than it was last year, but it's kind of plateaued a little bit. We've seen kind of a flux in export of a lot of our products, and we've seen volumes kind of level out. But business is better than it was last year.
You haven't been feeling the trade war, right? I mean, you carry mostly petroleum, right? So have you been feeling the trade war or no?
Well, we feel the trade war certainly around, I guess, use of diesel fuel, and as there's more exports, then we're going to have a pull on that. Huh. And there's also more traffic on the river at certain points if exports are really rolling. But probably with the net export of a lot of our crude oil we're producing in this country, we've actually seen probably a net increase.
What's the makes sense. What's the biggest headwind for you then?
I would say probably looking at getting our handle on our infrastructure and getting a handle on how we control what climate change is doing to our industry. We're having a every year high water situation right now. I know last year we talked about the high water, but I'm looking out the window in Vicksburg and the river today is about 5 feet higher than it was this day last year. Wow. Well, I mean, last year we just got done living in a once a century environment last year, and it's already 5 feet higher this year. So we're interested in the stability, consistency, and healthiness of our waterways. No question about it. And a lot of time and effort goes into preserving those. Yeah. Unlike a highway or a rail or an airport, we operate within a living being of an ecosystem. Yeah. And our ecosystem is what puts food on the table.
Climate aside, what are the fundamentals of Golding Barge Lines? I mean, are you guys hiring? Are you able to raise wages? What are you able to do?
So we're definitely hiring, and we are seeing wage increases go up for our existing employees also. I would venture to say that wages are, by a slim margin, our most inflated cost sector. That's not always been the case, but it is right now in an attempt to retain a lot of our top talent.
Is there a barge personnel bidding war going on?
Well, and it's actually probably what I would call a skilled worker bidding war going on right now. As our workers get credentialed as tankermen, and have a license applied to their skills that's verifiable, then other employers know this person is capable and reliable, and will show up and has a set of skills somebody's willing to slap a license on. But please don't let that be an advertisement to come get our employees.
Well, I was just going to say, if you're smart, you're doing the same thing to other companies, right?
We are, and I think the fact that you double your salary when you go from a deckhand to a tankerman, and then you double your salary when you go from a tankerman to the wheelhouse, our guys and gals driving these boats are making $130,000 to $180,000 a year, so that's not the one I'm worried about losing. I'm really worried about that salary that's around $65,000 to $75,000. I think we'll see an increase in those salaries in the coming year, an attempt to hold that type of worker within our ranks. But you know what, Kai? I love paying those wages. Doubling somebody's salary from an entry-level to mid-level position and then again from a mid-level to a top-level position is why my family's still in business. That's the story we hang our hat on. And if those wages are increasing, as long as they're sustainable, I'm happy to give those raises.
The family business is Golding Barge Line down in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Austin Golding runs the place. Austin, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai.